you two lovebirds please go nest someplace else? Just look at it as a small request from an old woman trying to keep her lunch down.
Miss Harper, we are husband and wife. This is just our way of renewing our wedding vows.
Yeah, what were they, to love, honor, and be disgusting? You two? You're supposed to be getting stuff together for the church rummage sale.
We already did. It's right there on the table.
This is it? A used compact and a plastic shoehorn. Well, I don't know why I expect Christian charity from a couple of heathens like you. Knock, knock. Come on in, Iola.
Came to get your donations for the rummage sale. You think one box will be enough?
That ought to cover it.
This is it?
Well, that's just the donation from the Rockefellers. I'm still going through my jewelry box.
My, what a haul. I must say, Thelma, I expected better from you. You know, Roselle Huplander's donating a fur jacket.
That's only because she's gained so much weight you can't get her fat arms in it.
Well, at least when she gains, the church does too.
Oh, don't get your panties bunched. I can find something in here. Ooh.
Mama, are you all right?
Yeah, I just felt a little chill, that's all. Look, it's a picture of my dear departed mother.
Oh, let's see.
Well, she looks so grim. How come she never smiled for the...
That is her smile. You should have seen her when she got mad.
Nonsense. Mother had a wonderful disposition. She just didn't take a very good picture, that's all.
I don't know, Mama. Grandma Crowley was sure mean to us kids. Boy, she'd wrap our knuckles if we so much as made a peep around here.
Well, that's because she thought the children should be seen and not heard, and so do I.
Ow!
You know, Thelma, if you got rid of this depressing picture, I'll bet the frame would bring a pretty penny.
Turn that loose, you skinny scavenger. Not giving you my mother's picture. Or anything else.
Well, fine. It'll be a cold day in you know where before I ask this stingy family for another donation.
Hey, everybody. Oh, hi, Miss Boylan.
You got anything for the rummage sale?
Nope.
It figures.
Say, Grandma, I got some great news. My geology class is taking a 5-day field trip, and it's only going to cost $200.
Only? Where are you going, Club Med?
No, we're going to be exploring Oswald Caverns.
Oswald Caverns? Isn't that where them three teenagers went in and never come out?
Oh, Mama, that was years ago.
And they had just robbed a bank.
Well, Mama, those caverns are too far away and they're too dangerous. They got bats in there. Bite you on the neck, turn you into the living dead.
Mama, don't be silly. The grizzly bears would get Bubba long before the bats ever could.
Oh, you might die in there and we'd never know.
Oh, come on. You guys act like those caves are out in the middle of nowhere.
Bubba's right, Miss Harper. The state mental institution is right nearby.
And it's not far from the maximum security prison.
Will you two stop helping me?
Well, y'all can just talk till you're blue in the face. My mind is made up. You're not going.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can't stop me.
$200 can, mister, and you're not getting it from me.
Well, then I'll earn the money myself. Who needs you? And thanks for nothing.
Good Lord, what did I do to deserve such a brat?
Oh, don't take it personal, Mama. It's just that rebellious stage that all guys go through. You know, cutting the apron strings, testing his independence.
When's that gonna happen to you? That is my mother's good diamond and ruby brooch. She gave this to me on her deathbed because I was her favorite.
I thought it was because Aunt Fran didn't want it.
Because I was her favorite.
Well, how come you never wear it then?
You don't wear family heirlooms. You just keep them to honor the memory of your loved ones. Besides, this thing's ugly as sin.
Well, maybe so, but I bet it's worth plenty. Mel Roop's jewelry store had a whole display of this kind of antique junk, and the cheapest brooch there cost $1,000.
Are you kidding? Mama, we could be rich!
Fenton, put your tongue back in your mouth. I'm not selling it.
Mama, Grandma Crowley's dead and gone now. She'd never know.
Fenton, when you get to be my age, you learn to respect the dead. You don't want to tick off anyone you might be seeing soon.
How about we take it over to Mel Roop's and just get an appraisal? That wouldn't hurt anything.
Well, I don't know.
$1,000, Mama. $1,000.
Well, maybe I should have it appraised. Just for insurance purposes.
Oh, thanks, Mama. Come on, Skeeter.
You take good care of that brooch now.
Oh, of course I will. This baby is our meal ticket.
Oh, honey, you are so sexy when you're coming into money.
Well, Mother, maybe I was your favorite after all. I could make a grand off that ugly brooch. Lord, what'd I do to deserve such a brat?
Mother?
You sell my brooch and I'll haunt you the rest of your life. You hardly touch that soap. You get back in here, scrub them hands good. Yes, ma'am. Right away.
Thelma? Is that you?
Oh, don't you ever do that to me.
Listen, what's the matter?
Thelma, do you believe in spirits?
Yes, but in moderation and never before driving.
Iola, my mother is in this house. She's come back from the dead.
Thelma, have you been drinking?
No. I would never drink in front of my mother.
Well, you poor thing. I've never seen you like this. You're trembling.
I'm telling you, mother is here. She's come back to haunt me.
Oh, now, why would she do a thing like that?
Because I was thinking about selling her brooch. It is amazing how touchy the dead can be.
Now, you just calm down, Thelma. There's no ghost in here. Now, you sit right down there. I'll tell you all about Roselle Hoplander's new bedroom set.
I don't care about where some blimp docks. I need a ghostbuster.
Thelma, I wish you would stop talking like this. You're giving me the willies.
I'm telling you, I swear to you on a stack of Bibles that old lady was right here in this room.
Well, I'm sure there's a logical explanation for what you saw.
She was sitting right there in that chair where you are now. You get back here! Iola, don't you leave me here alone! Iola! Shut that door, Thelma. You're letting every fly in the neighborhood. Thank the Lord, the coast is clear. Maybe I can finish my dinner.
I warned you when you quit ballet, them hips were gonna spread.
Please, I almost dropped my roast.
Not till drop it in the garbage. It's burnt to a crisp.
My family likes it well done.
Mama, is that my favorite? Burnt pot roast?
There, you see?
Well, we don't have to see it, Miss Hopper. We can smell it.
Mom? Mama, we got good news about the brooch.
Shh, don't say the B word. She might come back.
Who? It's none of your business. Just fork it over.
We can't. Mr. Roop has it.
What?
Yeah, he wanted to get an expert opinion, so he took it over to the Diamond Mart in Hinckley.
Hinckley?
Yeah. Mel thinks it might bring in over $1,600.
But I don't care if it brings in $16 million. I'm not selling it.
Miss Harper, you told us.
I don't care what I told you.
Y'all get back over to Hinckley right this minute and bring back my dear mother's brooch.
Well, privately, Mama, we can't drive all that way without having dinner first.
Fine, then here. Go put this on the table and call Bubba. Hurry up. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You start eating. I'll get the peas. We'll have you out of here in no time.
You be sure you add enough salt to them peas.
I already put in the salt, Mother.
How much did you put in?
I don't know. Enough.
But if you don't know how much you put, how do you know it's enough?
There! Is that enough?
Depends on how much you put before.
These peas are fine.
Well, that's nice, Grandma. Are you gonna share them with the rest of us?
Here you go. Hurry, eat up. Let's get this show on the road.
Heaven's sake, Miss Harper, what is the rush?
Just cut the chatter and chew.
Well, don't they just look like pigs at a trough?
Are you still here?
We're eating as fast as we can.
Well, slow down. You look like pigs at a trough.
What on earth has gotten into you?
Do you all notice anything unusual here tonight?
Yeah, you forgot to make gravy.
Oh, you shut up and eat.
Don't you heathen say grace.
Oh, Bubba, thank the Lord like we always do.
In the middle of the meal?
Yes, Billy!
Well, thank you for the eats. Amen.
Amen. Claire, you satisfied?
Not quite. How about some more potatoes?
Oh, sure thing, baby. Would you like some peas to go along with that?
No, thanks.
I told you they needed more salt.
Bubba, you will have some more of my delicious peas, won't you?
I don't have time, Grandma. I gotta get to work. I got myself a job to pay for my trip to Oswald Caverns.
Oswald Caverns? Isn't that where them teenagers went in and never come out?
Yeah. I know all about that.
Gee, how'd you know? Did Aunt Naomi tell you?
Tell me what?
But I got Bubba a job unloading trucks at Food Circus.
I don't want you unloading trucks.
No. You lose a finger. Remember Uncle Roy?
You'll wind up just like your Uncle Roy.
Who's Uncle Roy?
You'd never told him about Uncle Roy.
I got more on my mind than Uncle Roy.
Then why did you bring him up?
You gonna let him talk back to you like that?
Don't you talk back to me like that.
Look, Grandma, I don't have time to argue with you. I gotta get to work.
I'm finished, too. All this tension, I can't eat another bite.
Me neither. Come on, Skeeter. Let's get on to Hinckley. We can stop at the Dairy Dream on our way back.
Oh, that's a good idea. This is the worst meal I ever ate.
Did you see how they run out on you? If you'd have put more salt in them peas like I told you, they'd still be here eating seconds.
Knock. Anybody home?
Who wants to know?
It's your best friend, Iola Lucille Barlin.
You got any ID?
I'm Lex with the one this instant.
Oh, it's you, all right. Who else's face would fit in the crack of a door?
Well, my word. What's with all the garlic? You making spaghetti sauce at this hour?
No, it's for protection. You got no idea what it's like to be the only person in this house and not be alone. Now, let me tell you something. Mother is no Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Now, what exactly does she do?
Well, she's at me all day long, carping and criticizing, just like when I was a kid. I wouldn't be surprised if my face starts to break out.
But, Thelma, you always told me that you got along so well with your mother.
I never said we got along. I said we never argued. She dished it out, and I took it.
Just as I thought.
I have the answer to your problems.
A mail order exorcist?
Thelma, there is no ghost in this house. It's all in your mind. Now, according to this article in Modern Psychology, what you're seeing is a manifestation of your subconscious. Thelma, your mother will continue to haunt you till you get rid of her once and for all.
What the hell am I supposed to do? I can't get my living relatives out of this house, much less any dead ones.
You use this technique. It's called taking care of unfinished business.
even if your parents are gone, you can still confront them with the painful feelings from your past.
Oh, I don't know. I've never talked back to my mother in my life.
Well, maybe it's time you started. Well, Bubba, what are you doing home so early? I thought you were at work.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, perhaps I should go. This is a family matter. Obviously, the boy needs to feel free to talk about being fired without the neighbors knowing.
Well, thank you so much, and goodbye, Dr. Joyce Boylan.
Oh, Grandma, it was awful. I screwed everything up. I couldn't tell the squash from the zucchini, and I forgot to put the fresh fish on ice. And then I dropped this great big case of baked beans.
Well, anybody can drop a box.
On their supervisor's foot? I was fired, Grandma. Fired. You were right. I can't do anything. I'm just a miserable failure.
Oh, Bubba, that's not true. Hey, look on the bright side, sweetie. At least you didn't lose a finger. Well, that poor kid. What are you whining about? Now he can't go on that trip. Be happy. You got your way.
Yeah. Why do I feel like such a loser?
You always were a loser. Remember that time you just had to take baton lessons?
I was good at baton.
You stunk to high heaven. It's a miracle you didn't put your eye out.
Nothing I ever did was good enough for you, was it, Mother? Not the way I dressed, not my friends. You always had to criticize me.
That's because you never did anything right.
You remember the time I broke my arm? You and Daddy rushed me to the hospital. You never even asked me if it hurt. All you cared about was if I was wearing clean underwear.
What is your point?
My point is, all of my life I let you tell me what to do and what not to do. Do you realize that because of you, I've never even worn a pair of slacks?
Nobody wants to look at that caboose in pants.
It made me afraid to try anything. I was 63 when I learned to drive.
Don't tell me you're driving.
Thanks to you, Mother, I've always been ashamed to show affection. I never let Carl anywhere near me unless the lights were out.
Well, if you're gonna talk dirty, I'm leaving.
Oh, no, you're not. Hey, I ain't through with you yet, old lady. Come back here. I mean it. Where the hell did you go?
To Hinckley, like you told us.
Here's your brooch. Turns out that those diamonds and rubies were just garnets and glass.
You mean it's a fake? Well, I should have known.
Yeah, the jeweler said he'd give us $275 for it because it's an antique.
But he figures it's worth a lot more than that to you on account of the sentimental value.
Bubba Higgins, you get down here this instant. There's no sense in hanging on to the past when it can do you some good now.
What is it, Grandma?
Pack your bags, Bubba. You're going to Oswald Caverns.
But I thought you said it was too dangerous.
Well, that wasn't me talking. That was somebody else. Here you go, sweetie. This'll keep the bats away.
You really mean it? I can go?
You bet. That's what life is all about. Trying new things.
Have you lost your mind? You can't let him go to them caves.
You keep out of this.
I didn't say anything.
Say, Grandma, where am I going to get the $200?
From me. I am selling Mother's brooch.
Thanks, Grandma.
You sell that brooch and I will never speak to you again.
Hot damn! Naomi, take this thing back tonight.
Warning you, I will never forgive you.
Get the hell out of my life!
Well, can't we even get a cup of coffee first?
Hey, I tell you what, Benton, Naomi, let's all make a night of it. We'll go together. The dairy dream is on me. Please, walk over those keys. I feel like driving.
Miss Harper, you know, after you pay for Bubba's trip, there's still going to be $75 left over.
Yeah. Mama, what are we going to do with it?
We are going to buy me my first pair of designer jeans.